The Bard Summerscape Festival opens on Annandale on Hudson, New York on Saturday, the 6th of July at 8 o'clock with A Right, a major new dance theater piece by the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company and City Company. Co-commissioned by Summerscape and created by Bill T. Jones and Ann Bogart, two titans of American performing arts, A Right commemorates the centenary of Stravinsky's ballet, The Rite of Spring, 1913, and its notorious game-changing Paris premiere. It is a great pleasure to welcome Ann Bogart of City Company, as well as Janet Wong, the Associate Artistic Director of the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company. Thank you both so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Joe, great to be with you.
Thank you. For having us.
Give us a sense, Anne, of how this collaboration came to be.
Yes. As you mentioned, it's the centenary of this groundbreaking piece. And Emil Kang, who's the director of the Carolina Performing Arts Center in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, had the mad idea of doing an entire festival season down there of all works about, around, of Rite of Spring, of Stravinsky, of the ballet, the Nijinsky Ballet. He actually started doing this before he even had the funding for it. And as great people do things and then funding follows, it happened. And he invited a number of dance companies, theater people, orchestras, composers to make work in response to the event of Rite of Spring, the music of Rite of Spring, the dance. And so both Bill and Janet's company, because I say Bill and Janet because Bill and Janet is one word, and my company were approached separately. Now, Bill and I had known each other over, you know, a number of years, really socially, and I've always admired his work, and we hit it off really well and agreed about a lot of things, disagree about others, but we were interested in the idea of not only us working together, but our two companies, meaning a dance company of dancers, a theater company of actors, being on stage together, not necessarily, and Janet can talk about this more, not necessarily the actors acting and the dancers dancing, but really making two communities come together as part of the event of meeting another huge thing, which is the Rite of Spring, Stravinsky. So it began with an agreement and a blind agreement and blind faith that this could work. And I think one of the strongest things that happened is, and Janet, you will agree too, is that the actors and the dancers fell in love. They really fell in love. Mm. And yeah. I think what's unique about it is that when you look at the stage, I don't think, unless you know the specific actors and dancers, you can't quite tell who's who. Isn't that right, Janet?
Yes, and I remember one time Leon saying, Leon Engelstrich is one of the City actors, said that we are the younger, sexier version of them, which is hilarious.
And as Janet said, as we decided, or actually they, the dancers and actors, didn't like being called different things, so we called them Dactors. That was their name. We don't call them actors or dancers.
They're Dactors.
Dactors, and that's stuck.
So Janet, give us a sense of how you feel these two companies came together to form this one community based around this one work.
Well, on day one, we started talking probably a year and a half before the first rehearsal, which was in Chapel Hill last April. The very first thing we did was to cross-train. They did our dance class, and we did their Suzuki and Viewpoint training. So that's one way of coming together. And the other way of coming together was the music. That was a unifying component of the project. And then everything else just came on gradually, right? Would you say that, Anne?
Another thing that joined them is the very first assignment that we gave them was to create a solo, Dance Till You Die. Now, if you know the ballet of Rite of Spring and the original ideas behind it from the creators in 1913, it is all about a dance, a woman, a virgin, who dances till she dies. That's what happens. So I asked the actors and dancers each to come up with a combination in a small area of space, a combination meaning a series of moves, which they think if they did it long enough, they would die. And that also united them, because didn't we, Janet, start every day doing their dance till you die?
Right, yes.
And that became a central part of the piece, as a matter of fact, how it starts.
Very much so. And in fact, you know, Bill and I from the dance world, and when we were approached with this project, you know, to create something based on the Rite of the Spring, we were not thrilled. There have been so many successes and failures, and we thought no one in their right mind would want to touch this piece of music. But of course, we were wrong. There are a lot of people touching this piece of music. But then when the proposition came that we work with Anne Bogart and the City Company, that became very sexy and attractive.
Yeah, and I think coming from the theater world, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Janet, but it's always exciting to talk to you, is that we don't feel the weight, the gauntlet that so many choreographers have worked on this. We just thought, oh my God, it's the most extraordinary piece of music, and it could change us, our synaptic pathway. So I think we came from it from a different point of view, the actors and dancers, the theater and the dance world.
It was great because that gave us a certain kind of freedom that you guys were in the room with a whole different perspective.
The New York Times calls A Rite a serious, intricate, multi-directional centennial tribute to a work of art whose spell it deepens. I want to focus in on the word intricate because of these two companies and these two philosophies, where you were in the beginning and how it ended up when it comes to being so intricate in nature.
It's not only intricate, and I'm glad you picked up on that word, it's complicated. I mean, imagine that you're given this work that has a very particular story and a very particular history. Do you do the original? Do you, coming from a postmodern world, deconstruct? Do you start from the end and go backwards? How do the actors and the dancers interface? And Janet, please pick up any moment now, because I think the intricacy is definitely thematic. I think the all best work is two things simultaneously. It's at once intimate and also gives you great distance. And I think in a way, somehow the way these actors and dancers work together created that. It's also both intricate and complicated, but also exceedingly simple. And I think the simpleness arose out of the intricacy, and the simpleness is simply, and Bill came up with the idea of the title, which is a rite. What you see and what you experience when you experience the production is truly a rite, and you feel like you are attending a rite. And it's visceral and muscular and loud at times and heartbreaking at moments, but you feel like it's a group of people, a community created by two different communities that are going through, literally, not pretending, but they really are moving through a rite.
Everything that happened in the studio, even outside of the studio, ends up in the piece. In the studio, on a very basic level, like Anne was saying, the two groups of people coming together and trying to find a language, new or old language, that's one level of realness. And then gradually the characters began to be revealed within the process. There's a walking man that came from very abstract sense of a man walking through, you know, fields and whatever. It could have been a man walking in Harlem in 1913. It could be a man, you know, a hot afternoon in Paris. And then that gradually took shape and changed completely. And then there are some musicologists. And so we're trying to tell different stories. And so it's very personal at one's in, and at the same time is also very grand. You even go to the stars, and then there's the music. Again, I think one of the limitations that we set ourselves was that we would start from the very beginning of the music and tackle every track without jumping, without picking my favorites and working on that instead of this.
Something that Bill said, which relates to that, and I responded to it very strongly, I tend to be very cerebral and come at projects with ideas. And Bill said, until we know the music in our bones, until we can feel every note, or as Janet says, every track, we can't do anything. And I really heard him. And I think we went through a long period where we encountered every note of music in that piece in a visceral and muscular way.
And I think the other thing was that Bill wasn't there in the beginning, the first couple of rehearsal sessions, Bill wasn't there. And so the dynamic of the room was different.
Yeah, I think about that a lot now, and looking at the piece now, I think that the DNA of it was born, because I think that Janet and I were allowing space for those two companies not only to learn the music in their bones and sinews, but also to learn each other and become a community. And I think the force of their being together is largely due to those weeks that we had together in the beginning. And I think you feel
absolutely.
It. This is not an abstract idea. I think when audiences come to Bard, they will actually feel that tensile relationship. It's something that the mirror neurons of the body respond to in the audience.
On July 6, A Rite by Bill T. Jones and Anne Bogart celebrates the centenary of The Rite of Spring and launches the Bard Summerscape 2013 Stravinsky and His World season. Again, it's Saturday, July 6th at 8 o'clock, and again on Sunday at 3 p.m. You can find out more information by going to fishercenter.bard.edu, fishercenter.bard.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.